AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden spoke today with China's President Xi Jinping, their first discussion since meeting at a summit in California in November. National Security spokesman John Kirby says they talked about Taiwan, artificial intelligence, and security issues, with more talks ahead.
We believe that there is no substitute for regular communication at the leader level to effectively manage this complex and often tense bilateral relationship. And both presidents agreed to pick up the phone and speak when needed.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will be traveling to China this week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be going there soon. After seven of their workers were killed in an Israeli strike, World Central Kitchen has stopped food delivery in Gaza. Secretary of State Blinken says Israel has taken steps in the past to increase humanitarian aid in Gaza.
Opening a new gate, 96 gate, just a couple of weeks ago. Now the maritime corridor that many of us are working to establish, they've taken steps, but it is, simply put, insufficient.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged the country's forces carried out the unintended strike on innocent people and will investigate. Thousands of homes and businesses are without power as severe weather roared through several states, causing at least one death in Oklahoma and spawning possible tornadoes. Meantime, a spring snowstorm is expected to drop more than a foot of snow in Wisconsin. The mayor of Uvalde, Texas, Cody Smith, has resigned effective immediately, vacating his post the same week the police chief in the small Texas city is expected to depart, 2 years after one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. A Navy veteran has been identified as the man accused of ramming an SUV into a barrier at the front gate of an FBI office in Atlanta. Police say officers secured warrants for interference with government property against Irvin Lee Bowling. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. A college newspaper in Iowa is expanding its focus.
The University of Iowa's Daily Iowan just bought two struggling weekly papers for an undisclosed price. It's a deal believed to be the first of its kind. Student journalists will get real-world experience while bringing the towns more news. Campus papers in other communities are also being distributed more widely to help fill gaps left by disappearing newspapers. Since 2005, the U.S. has lost about 70% of newsroom jobs and a third of all newspapers. That's according to the State of Local News Project at Northwestern University. I'm Julie Walker.
Embattled co-working space provider WeWork says it expects to emerge from bankruptcy by the end of next month, touting lease restructuring efforts that it estimates will bring in $8 billion in future rental savings. WeWork filed for bankruptcy in November. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.